And how big of an advantage is it before the draft to actually get to see what you have on your roster prior to having to make selections?
I knew I'd have that opportunity to, you know, possibly have a camp prior to the draft, and it was certainly one, you know, a thought that I wanted to have. And one, I wanted to get out here on the field with the team and get connected with those guys. And two, I wanted to get another chance to evaluate. There's nothing like, you know, the live evaluation, you know, of players and teams compared on tape. And so for us, for me to be out here with our team, it was really a valuable time for me. The guys worked extremely hard. What I was trying to, you know, kind of get accomplished in this first session was the speed at which we want to play with and the effort that it'll take. And so but these guys coming in such good shape into training camp, into this camp, I couldn't have been more pleased to start it off. There is some. I'm not going to give away some of that information, but there was some. Not really for that. But it was, you know, for the information that you could find on guys like, man, you know, he's really developing. And there were some players that I didn't have a lot of tape on to watch. You know, maybe a guy who might have been on the practice squad last year or was, you know, had been injured. And so for me to get a chance to see some of these guys and see them at their best and what they can do as a coach, it makes it that much easier to see how these guys could be featured in our system. He's a guy who can play on the line, or he's a safety who can play in the middle of the field, or he's a receiver that could be really valuable on third down, or here's another guard that can really run his feet. So for me, that was the more valuable time to get a chance to evaluate all the players. And I just kind of tried to keep watching the practice tape again and again last night for me to get to know the guys more. And I can't wait to do that again tonight.
There's always some cross training that goes on, but you mentioned yesterday that there might be some experimentation with different, you know, changing positions. How is that, just like, you know, from Will to Mike, or something more dramatic than that?
I'd say it's probably a little more dramatic than that in terms of, you know, can a safety play nickel? Can a linebacker play defensive end? And I think now is the time to find that versatility. And if we think a player has certain traits to do that, now is the time for us as coaches to feature some plays and design some plays to see, you know, what a player can do. We also had some players that were here on a tryout basis who were trying to see, you know, can we feature them and put them in a role to see where we could see them at their best. So the versatility is key. And that way, when we're playing guys at different spots, in this game, as you know, there are going to be injuries that happen. So when they do happen, hey, we're going to move you over here and play here. It's not a big deal. I've already done that before. So as often as we can do that, we will.
It's kind of like a next step process. You're talking about the evaluation where this is, and there's going to be another one after this. But I guess over the next 3 days, you're going to be focused on just that. I mean, just in terms of that evaluation, I mean, that pretty much wrapped up, you know, pretty much what you've seen and what you know about these guys?
Yeah, and so the only guys we didn't get to see, and some of them were working, you know, terrifically in terms of the rehab and getting back, were some of the injured players. But what a great showing for the guys out on the field. And I had an absolute blast out there with them the last 2 days. It was fast. It was going. We moved the ball. We, you know, did a number of different things really well. And so for just to get started with the guys, I couldn't have been more pleased. I thought the coaches did a terrific job. The energy was high. And for the most part, all the stuff that I was expecting to see, a lot of it, you know, surpassed my expectations.
Did you bring this playlist from Seattle?
Today's list was no. This was our own. So if you have requests, you can see Reggie and Brian, and we will try to get some in for you guys. So
do you have a box for the players to put a request in?
There is a format that goes through that, and you know, you can earn some playlist requests for sure. So but there's a little bit of everything out there today, so it was awesome. Yeah. Anytime you have a little Michael Jackson going during stretch, you know, it's usually puts you in a pretty good mood. Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a preference on what's played?
I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to music, so you'll hear, like I said, everything from Michael Jackson to Bon Jovi to Drake and pretty much everything in between. So it's more the energy that we bring at practice. It's loud. We've got to communicate. It's more game-like, and it's a lot of fun in the process.
You mentioned yesterday pretty much draft prep is done, other than maybe the final.
Yeah, that was really the goal, to have that done, because I knew this camp was here, so it wasn't like where we could, you know, be in and out. I wanted to make sure from my end, you know, the process was done, and we kind of had this as the day, knowing that we had these days to evaluate with the team.
I'm curious, because there's still been some news around the nation this week, and I'm wondering, has your board even in
We still talk, for sure, yeah. But as far as, you know, let's go back through the board again. Yeah. You know, we've been through that a bunch, and it's been absolutely you know, terrific experience going through it with Thomas. He's got such experience at it. For me, going through and learning the grading system, you know, that we're going to use with the scouts, and then the evaluations all across the board, and how we'd feature the players here. You can imagine how fun that would be to design that and have a say in how the guys would play. It's been terrific.
What's your expectation for how that drama will be tomorrow night in the draft room?
Well, I'm used to it as a coach, you know, the chaos going on, so I don't think it can be too much more chaos than a third down with everybody yelling in your ear. So, you know, we only have 40, you know, how many other people are there, you know, in the room. So I can't wait. There's so many unique and talented players in this draft and, you know, all across the board, you know, not just in the first round. So the next 3 days, I can't wait to add a couple guys to this group that is extremely focused and hungry and ready to work.
Have you picked the brain of Pete or any of the other head coaches you've worked with in the past on what is the role over these next 3 days of head coach in that room?
I've not. I just, in my time, just, you know, evaluating and studying the guys. So I think, as all of us know, like, we're at our best when we're ourselves. So I needed to kind of do it my own way to figure it out. And that was, for me, in my first practices, even as a head coach. And so that was fun, too.
All right, boys.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.